Hallelujah. Just lift your hands to the Lord and bless Him. Just bless the name of the Lord. Declare that He is good and His mercy endures forever. Can you just raise your voice? Raise your voice. Up from a dream this morning, and while the dream was going on, I was singing a song in my spirit. And for those of you who know that operation, you know that many times the Lord is speaking to you, perhaps to minister to Him, or sometimes it's just delivering a message to you. But I've learned to sing the songs that I wake up with in the morning. Sometimes your life can depend on it. The Bible says He surrounds us with songs of deliverance. And when I came here, I heard my sister Victoria sing the same song. And I was praying right there, and I have a sense that the Lord wants us to release His name over this place. Release His name over the United Kingdom. That His name will be noised again in this land. Amen. Can you lift your hands? So we're going to minister to Him with that song. You see, names are so important. And I'm not going to talk too much, but let me just lay this foundation. Brands are perpetuated through names. That's why when Jesus came and obeyed the Father and died, God did not give Him a land. Did not give Him a house. He gave Him a name. And we prophesy tonight that in the streets of UK, His name will be noised again. Yeshua will be noised again. We release His ointment here tonight. Are you ready to call that name? So just sing as you hear the trumpet blow. Your name, your name, to be high. Adonai. We're going to sing that song again. You're going to sing it like a prayer. One of the things I received while I was praying in the room, the Lord wants to restore the fear of the Lord. Not just in the land, but in the church. You know, pastoring, I hear some vile things, even in the house of God. God wants to restore the fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord amongst his ministers. Fear of the Lord amongst the members. Fear of the Lord in the nation. When you sing the song Adonai, Adonai means the one who is in charge, the one who is Lord. He wants to restore the spirit of the fear of the Lord. I want you to lift up your voice and say, take charge. Adonai, Adonai, let your name be hallowed in my life. Hey, from the rising, from the rising of the sun to the setting.
Yeshua, Hamashiach.
Dimension to worship, and we're going to activate that right now. I'm going to call you with the sound of the trumpet. Over the years, the Lord has been faithful to teach me a few things. As I begin to blow the trumpet, you will lift up your hands. The Bible says, let the lifting of your hands be to him as the evening sacrifice. It is also the posture of the New Testament. Paul says that men ought to lift their hands. When you lift your hands, you yada him. It's a spiritual warfare. And as I begin to blow, you can sing in the spirit, you can sing in your understanding. But I want him to roar through you. He's the Lion of Judah. I want him to roar through you. To roar over your homes, to roar over your land, to roar over your health, to roar over your city. And help me pray for my nation, Nigeria. That he must roar over Nigeria. When you hear the trumpet, where are the lions in the house? Where are the warriors? Where are the lions? Exodus 19:19. As the voice of the trumpet began to wax louder and louder, Moses prayed, and God answered him. When you hear the trumpet, open your mouth and roar. There's going to be a move of God in the house. God will set some people on fire. Mantles are going to fall right now. Prayer mantles. Prophetic mantles. Healing mantles. Breakthrough mantles. Hey, Yadava Shalia. Epara Tete La Papaya. Enkola Baya. We came to Bethel. His house shall be called a house of prayer. When you hear the trumpet, let the lions roar. rain in Croydon, you rain in London, you rain in UK, over principalities, you rain in Nigeria, you reign in Ghana, you reign in Africa, over principalities. We take authority in the name of Jesus. We declare your lordship over cancer. One of the things I heard again is that he's going to change people's names. Genesis 32 verse 27, God said to Jacob, what is your name? I was checking that word name in my concordance, in the Strong's concordance. He says it means honor, character. And it also means position. It means your identity. It also means report. Can you lift your hands as a point of contact? Father, I release this word. Every negative report, every negative doctor's report here today. After this pressing, you are the one who confirms the word of your servants and confirms the counsel of your messengers. Performs the counsel of your messengers. As the sound of the trumpet blows right now, let there be a transformation encounter right now. When you hear the sound of the trumpet, give him a shout of praise. Every time I come to worship, I expect miracles, signs, and wonders. He's not called us to serve him in vain. As we minister to him, he sings over us with rejoicing. I'm a firm believer in miracles, signs, and wonders. In fact, no true revival is without miracles, signs, and wonders. So can I prophesy over you right now? That because you came to press in, to raise worship and intercession, you're going to see what the Lord has done. This is that moment where he wants to minister to you. Father, we declare that Nigeria will sing this song. UK will sing this song. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. Oh, what we wait on has come to. How many of you are praying for revival for your nation? You will see it in your lifetime. Can we prophesy that the day will come? There will be public holidays, bank holidays, just to worship God in the UK. In 2013, we were somewhere, University of Lagos, worshiping with my friends, and I began to prophesy that the day was coming that worship was going to rise from the desert lands to the distant places. That God was going to open wells of worship, and who will send us to the nations of the earth. Can I tell you that I stand as a fulfillment of that prophecy? And I stand upon that prophecy to declare over the UK that you will see revival fire. Your eyes will see and your ears will hear. You will see what the Lord has. What you've been praying for has come to pass. My God, I feel it now. Thank you, Jesus. Can I prophesy over every woman believing God for a child right now? By this time next year, by the next pressing this time, you will see what the Lord has done. What you waiting for?
What we waiting for?
You are not just singing, you are prophesying. If I were you, I would sing with some conviction. One more time. Sing it like you are acting it to someone. Say, see what? Brother, I don't see. Sister Vic, let's prophesy. Come on, let's go. Can you please come? When you carry your baby, see what the Lord has done. When revival hits the street, what we prayed on the knees for has come.